Bill White's entry into the governor's race is supposed to be a game-changing moment for all Democrats on the ballot in 2010. Because if he adds excitement and money at the top of the ticket, it will trickle down to give support to everyone else. That's a lot to live up to. And he is just one guy, but at the very least, if Sunday night's appearance at Schultz Beer Garden is any indication, White has been able to immediately energize the Democratic base.
Look, I'm Bill White, and I just want to work for you as the next governor of Texas. Wouldn't that be great?
In a venue that other Democrats running for governor have used this year to speak to modest gatherings, White packed the House. That doesn't necessarily mean anything. Most of the people in the room, and the county, vote for a Democrat just about every time they head to the polls. But White is expected to reach beyond the Democratic base, something he has done as Houston mayor.
I am a fiscal conservative. I don't believe that you ought to borrow money to pay for operating expenses and government. I know how to increase the productivity of government. So I've enjoyed very strong bipartisan support as mayor, and I anticipate that will continue.
The most immediate effect White has had on the race seems to be pushing out other Democrats running for governor. Tom Schieffer dropped out before White announced. Hank Gilbert is now running for agriculture commissioner. And Kinky Friedman released a statement saying he'll meet with advisors and announce today, quote, how I believe I can best support our party. If he moves to another race, that leaves hair care tycoon Farooq Shami as the only financially viable contender left in the race for the Democratic nomination. Reporting on the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.